Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. There's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Hector Barreto back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Hector is an old friend of mine and yours, whether you know it or not. He's a former administrator of the Small Business Administration in the Bush administration. He and I met a dozen years ago, and I was very fortunate to be able to work with him in during his fine, outstanding tenure as SBA administrator. He's the chairman of the Latino Coalition, the author of The Engine of America, and one of our good friends, Hector Barreto. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's great to be back.
Good to have you back. Thanks for joining us again. So, okay, I want you to give us an update on the Latino Coalition. This is a big year for you guys, isn't it?
It is, Jim. You know, we're celebrating 20 years. It's amazing how that's flown by. But, you know, our theme is building communities and partnerships for a stronger America. Mm-hmm. And we're really proud of what we've accomplished over 20 years. But we're looking ahead at the next 20 years. And, do you know, we do a big shindig in Washington every year.
Right.
This year will be June 10th. And I hope you're going to be with us.
I will.
And a lot of your folks can come in for it. But it's really about empowering small business, all kinds of small business. You don't have to be Hispanic to be part of the Latino Coalition. But it's going to be a great year for us.
Well, and so talk to us about some of the things you guys got going on. Now, of course, your big event's June 10th, as you said. You'll have several hundred people there, including a lot of newsmakers and influential people will be
sure.
there. And but in the meantime, tell us what you guys do in any given day.
Sure. Well, you know, I try to simplify it, Jim. You know, I like it simple. I talk about the C's. And so what we spend every day is looking at how we can help small business get more access to capital. That's through a lot of our lending partners, banks, and other lenders. We look at capacity building because, as you know, 50% of businesses go out of business in the first
right.
4 years. Not their fault. They just don't know what they don't know. So we try to surround them with information and strategies on how they can take their business to the next level. Contracts is the third C. We try to help them get contracts, not only with the federal government, and as you know, the federal government buys $100 billion
right.
a year from small business, but also from corporate America and from each other. And the fourth C that we've added over the last 6 years, out of necessity, is cost. We're trying to help small businesses lower their costs
mm-hmm.
because, you know, whatever they make and get to keep, they put it right back into their business.
Everything.
We want to make sure that they're profitable.
That's the one thing that is constant that it's almost a natural law, but it's an amazing phenomenon, Hector. I've asked small business owners all over this country. I've asked small business owners in other countries, Europe, South America. I've said, if you had more money from taxes or from whatever form, what would you do with it? Would you give yourself a raise? Would you take a trip around the world? What would you do? Every person I've ever asked that to, asked of that instantaneously, without blinking, everyone said, I put it back in my business.
Yep. No, there's no doubt about it, and I've seen that over and over again. You know, my father, who was a great business owner.
I'm sorry, Hector. Washington doesn't get that, do they?
No, they don't understand it, and part of it is because they've never lived that experience. You know,
if we can get them to understand that, we could change the world, couldn't we?
Well, I wish there was a shot that we could give,
I know,
you know, to the current administration about how business
absolutely.
Really works.
Right.
But to your point, they don't get it, and at this late stage, I don't think they're going to get it. So
I want you to talk about your dad, though. I didn't mean to cut you off. I want to stick that in there. But your dad was an amazing American businessman.
He was. He was an immigrant in the 50s here, built a lot of businesses, started the U.S. Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. But he used to say, our businesses are like our babies, right?
Oh, yeah.
You don't take food out of the mouth of a baby.
That's right.
You feed that baby
that's right.
so that baby grows up strong, and maybe one day that baby will take care of you. Well, that's how we feel about our businesses.
That's right.
And we don't take money out of our business. We put money in our businesses.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And that's
no
what the administration doesn't get.
And that's the story that the Latino Coalition is telling out there across the marketplace in Hispanic communities as well as all the other communities, which is what I liked about Hector. Hector, as we wrap up this segment, you and I are going to be on television tomorrow together.
That's right. I'm really excited about that. We get to do this in person. We're going to be on a show about small business, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be it's the Your Business program.
Yep.
that you see on MSNBC. Hector and I both have been on there at other times, but we've never been on together. So it'll be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to spending time with you up there.
It's going to be great. We're going to have a good time in New York.
When we come back, Hector and I are going to talk about the President's State of the Union speech. And first thing I want to ask Hector is, if you're a Hispanic business owner listening to the President last night, what did you get out of that speech? 22, I'm Jim Blasingham. Here's Sir Elton to take us out.
Pretty eye, pirate smile, you're merry music man.
If you are a
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.